There was a lot of anger at the city of Oswego's Common Council meeting this week over an increase in sewer and water rates. The city says the hike is federally mandated, but as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, some residents are still calling for the council to reverse the increased rates.
A passionate crowd of Oswegonians voiced their displeasure with the council Monday night for its December vote that increased flat water rates by $212 and metered rates by $152 over the year. Some residents feel the cost of living in the city is becoming too high.
My counselor said to me, "Darlene, it's going up next year, and it's going up the year after that, and the year after that." He said, "I recommend that you move out of Oswego."
Former Oswego Councillor Michael Todd says the rates are going up because of decades of inaction.
For 40 years, the DEC and the EPA started coming to the city of Oswego, and they started to say, you have to stop dumping raw sewage into the lake. The administrations looked at it. The cost of fixing the problem was exorbitant. They all ignored it.
Todd is referring to the Environmental Protection Agency and New York's Department of Environmental Conservation. The agencies have ordered the city to separate its sewer and stormwater systems to end sewage pollution into Lake Ontario. The $87 million project is about halfway done.
It's their schedule, what they want done, how much they want done, the capacity levels that they want the wastewater treatment plant to be able to handle. Those are all the things that we're now doing on their terms, not ours.
Current Oswego Councillor Eric Van Buren says the city's hands are tied. But members of the public, like Cindy Snyder, say the council should have explored other options for raising the money.
They need to research other ways of paying for the monies that are needed to fulfill the consent decree besides passing it on to the taxpayers.
Councillor Pat McLaughlin, who initially voted for the hike, is planning to draft a bill for next week's meeting that would rescind the new rates. He says the city should instead look at potentially increasing rates for businesses that use larger amounts of water. Even so, former Councillor Todd says the rates will go up, if not now, then certainly later on. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.